The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Kickoff. I'm Pete Sweeney. Congratulations on making it to the middle of your work week. It's Wednesday, June 23rd. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. The Travis Kelce, George Kittle, Greg Olsen-driven first-ever tight end university is ongoing this week in Nashville, Tennessee, with more than 50 NFL tight ends in attendance. As it turns out, none of those tight ends are named Tim Tebow. This, of course, led to a nice exchange between Max Kellerman and Kittle on ESPN's First Take.
Thank you, Tim, for your application. Unfortunately, we have a limited amount of space at tight end. I got you.
Well, you know what, Max? It's just one thing that's hard for me is, like, how do I not invite, like, because if I can't invite every tight end, how do I not invite, like, a second or third string guy in a team that's been playing tight end since he was 18 years old in high school? And, like, nothing against Tim Tebow. I hope that he has incredible success this year. I hope he has 10 touchdowns. I hope he has a great year. But it's hard for me to invite someone to this that just started playing the position when I can't invite a guy that's been playing it for 8 to 10 years. That's just hard for me.
Tebow linked up with an old friend in Jacksonville Jaguars head coach Urban Meyer this offseason, who is allowing him to try out at tight end, which, you know, he's not, according to George Kittle. Always next year, Tim. Long live the 12s. The Seattle Seahawks announced Tuesday that they will welcome their fans back to Lumen Field for a full capacity crowd this fall, having received approval from the NFL and from state and local public health and government officials. Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll said, "Can't wait to see those 12s. Can't wait to see the 12s. I know they're coming. I know somebody's going to be in those stands. Can't wait to get you out there." How many fans are coming back to the stadium, Russell?
Unlimited. You gotta be unlimited.
All right, then. What do you get when you cross a Carolina Panther and an Indianapolis Colt? Well, that's easy. A two-headed failed quarterback. Oh, no, come on. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. Yep, those Sam Darnold Panthers will head to Grand Park Sports Campus in Westfield, Indiana, for 2 days of joint practices with the Carson Wentz Colts on August 12th and August 13th. The Panthers will also host the Ravens for 2 days of work on August 18th and 19th at Wofford College in Spartanburg. Panthers head coach Matt Rhule likes the idea of Darnold getting some extra work in against a real opponent as he learns what will be a new offensive system, all without the risk of getting hit. I'm sorry about the joke. Veteran NFL defensive back, career special teamer, and rugby player since birth, Nate Ebner announced he had to withdraw from a tryout with the USA rugby team ahead of the Tokyo Olympics. He said, "After the 2020 NFL season, I had an injury that required off-season surgery. While my recovery is on track for the next football season, unfortunately the timetable did not align with the trials for the games." The 32-year-old played more than 300 special team snaps for the Giants in 2020 after a 7-year career with the New England Patriots. Ebner made the 2016 United States national rugby team, which competed in the Olympics last time around, but just not to be here in 2021. Though Ebner is still technically a free agent, head coach Joe Judge said the Giants fully intend for him to be in New York back in mid-May. And let's finish our Wednesday update with our speed round, following up on Stats' lead story from Tuesday, with Las Vegas Raiders defensive end Carl Nassib set to become the first openly gay player to take part in an NFL regular season game. His jersey was the top-selling NFL jersey across the Fanatics network both Monday and Tuesday. The NFL also announced in a statement that it would match Nassib's $100,000 donation to the Trevor Project. Going to dial up a new school cliche here and saying, file that under things you love to see. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers signed first-round outside linebacker Joe Tryon to his rookie contract. The Minnesota Vikings have announced promotions in the personnel department, including Ryan Monens and Jamal Stevenson being named co-directors of player personnel. Ties, of course, go to the Spielman. Free agent wide receiver Golden Tate told SiriusXM NFL Radio his current wish list includes the Tennessee Titans, Indianapolis Colts, and Los Angeles Rams. If you need the details here, Tate is 32 and coming off a 388-yard, two-touchdown season. He also told SiriusXM he's aging like a fine wine. Kind of sounds like a fine wine you might have to age until a training camp wide receiver injury. And then you pop that thing like it's 2010. That is Golden Tate's draft year. All right, that's it. We got to go, or we're going to start aging like milk. That's the latest in the news of the NFL for Wednesday, June 23rd. Make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. It is available for you on all major podcast platforms. And while you're there, please leave us a rating and a review. Stay tuned later today for more content from the SB Nation NFL show. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll talk tomorrow.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure, it's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.